It has been 1 month since two bombs rocked the finish line of the Boston Marathon, killing three people. Families of those killed continue to mourn their loved ones, and dozens of the more than 260 people injured continue their rehabilitation, many of them amputees who are now relearning to walk. Meantime, in Boston, all but one business has reopened, but as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the city continues a slow and painful recovery.
It's a sign of progress that buses once again charge down Boylston Street, Boston drivers bang a left from the wrong lane, and tourists hustle by dangling cameras and shopping bags. In some ways, Boston is exactly as it was, but on another level, not at all.
This is it right here. Very weird.
On the sidewalk at the site of the first blast.
And then if you want to zoom in.
Sightseers snap photos as others bow their heads in silence.
It's just tough to look at. Know where it all happened.
No, today is big for me, you know.
Janet Stark is back on Boylston Street for the first time since she and fellow nurse Evan Parker found themselves right here 1 month ago, scrambling to save lives.
All Janet and I could really do is just hope they didn't bleed out.
And we were making cutting tablecloths into tourniquets, you know. That's a vision that will stay with me forever.
1 month out, Stark says her recovery is still up and down.
I have to tell you, my worst week was last week. And I had thought, I'm doing better, and then I wasn't.
Anyone that saw that, dealt with it, the vision of that will never disappear.
Shane O'Hara, the manager of Marathon Sports, was just a few yards from the first blast. Today, the reminders are relentless, and he remains as haunted by what he did as by what he did not.
I remember walking over people, and you would say, okay, you hurt, but you're not hurt as bad as the other people that I saw that were hurt. So I'm going to walk over you and hand out things to those people. And it's just, who am I to make that decision?
Hey, what's going on, my man? Good, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
An old friend, Boston Fire Lieutenant Paul McCarthy, stops by to offer the kind of comfort few others can.
If you need anything, you know what I mean?
I do.
We've dealt with this horrific crap before.
Yeah. McCarthy warns O'Mara the worst may still be yet to come.
That's like a wave. Yeah. And then you're going to have days, and it's just going to be bad. Let it out. Let it cry. I mean, then I just got over one. You just cry, you let it out, and you move on.
Yeah.
But it's going to come, dude. It's just...
Meantime, a busy store is a blessing.
Yeah, I probably should. Does anyone need help?
This would be all set.
Yeah.
Customers still line up to buy Boston Strong t-shirts.
122 even, please.
But standing off to the side, customer Josh Jagorjeski wonders aloud when it's time to put the t-shirts away.
Yes, you want some way to let people know that, hey, we're not going to let this stop us. And we won't forget. But if you dwell on it, it'll swallow you up.
Jagorjeski wears a blue and yellow armband as a tribute to the marathon victims, but he's decided to take it off at 26 days, which happens to be his birthday.
I'm celebrating life. I'm going to put this aside. And every wound needs to heal. I mean, if you keep picking at the scab, you're going to get a terrible scar.
But to others here, the idea of bouncing back is still premature.
I think the get up, it's a little soon.
Judith Fox is a trauma therapist in Stoneham, home to more than a dozen people who were seriously injured at the marathon. She's counseling some of them, but says trying to rush a recovery could backfire.
There are a lot of people that cannot do that and feel like failures because they can't wrap their head around what's happened to them. And so I think those that want to be, you know, rah-rah cheerleaders, there are many, many people that, oh my goodness, you know, they cannot.
Those are the shirts right there, honey. It says Boston Strong.
Yes, as Boston Strong t-shirts continue out the door, manager Shane O'Hara is left to ponder what strong really means. Maybe strong is being able to show weakness. Or, O'Hara says, maybe for him, it's being able to finally reach out to some of those he tried to help a month ago.
I don't know if that is because I want to say I wish I could have done more. I don't know.
Today, O'Hara has the day off and won't be at the store. He set an alarm on his phone to ring at 2:50, the time of the first blast. 1 month after the fact, he's nowhere near forgetting. but it is perhaps a sign of progress that he can even fathom needing a reminder. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.